Blog Talk Radio.
Excited to welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Hoff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a licensed healing practitioner working in the field of energy medicine as a Reiki master teacher, an angel practitioner, a quantum touch practitioner, and an intuitive counselor. I'm also the author of an inspirational book about my two near-death experiences called Angels of Faith and the fact that, as far as I'm concerned, we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Through Angel Healing House, I help people let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. And I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they're no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. You know, it's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. As an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and to limit their lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. They have an irreverent, very funny sense of humor, and they're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like my posse of angels, I'm very excited to take some calls. So for your free angel guidance and your angel advice, call the show now on 646-716-6. Again, that number is 646-716-6794. I see that we have several callers already on the line, but as you know, those regular listeners that are following me and have pushed the follow button under my very cheery face on the Angel Healing House Blog Talk Radio site so they can be reminded of my shows coming up, you'll know that I spend about 5 or 10 minutes explaining the topic, and then we will launch into taking some of those calls for free angel advice. So once again, welcome everyone. We are living through extraordinary times, and the higher energies on the planet are getting all of us to live the most authentic and honest lives ever. We can no longer do anything that doesn't make us feel blissfully happy and supported. Actually, on last week's show, an artist called in and asked if she should take a job as an interior decorator. Now, personally, listeners, anytime the word should is used is because one thinks that they will be fulfilling some sort of expectation outside of themselves, an expectation of more money, an expectation of status, an expectation of fulfilling someone else's dream. And this usually leads to sabotaging of our own true desires. I like to say that there are no shoulds or have-tos. The Posse did not mince words and said loud and clear, do not compromise what breathes life into your soul. You came back to be the artist on the earth plane, and until you do this, your soul will not rest. Your art is an integral part of the puzzle piece of the ascension of the planet. It's the reason why you came back. She was so overjoyed with this confirmation that she then said, "Your words are like candy for my soul. Every word is delicious and alive. Thank you for being the sprinkles on the icing of my life." In the 10 years of my business, Angel Healing House, which I'm about to celebrate at the end of June, my 10-year anniversary, I've received hundreds and hundreds of testimonials, but I think this was the most poetic on one that I had ever received. So I'd like to thank you again, Karen from Boston. Now, those words that the posse gave us are so important that I'm going to read them over to you again, okay? This is for each one of you. Do not compromise what breathes life into your soul. You came back to be the, and you fill in the blanks, on the earth plane. And until you do what your heart is dancing and singing to do, your soul will not rest. Your, whatever that is an integral part of the puzzle piece of the ascension of the planet. It's the reason why you came back. On today's show, we will take another look at another area in which people can no longer compromise their lives, and this is the area in relationships. The topic, twin flame relationships, is one that is very close to my heart. I know all about it personally, because after a lifetime of dishonoring myself and compromising who I was in relationships, at the age of 48, I stopped looking for another person to fulfill me. I stopped searching for love outside of myself. I decided to do just the opposite and go within and change who I was in order to change my reality. And when I did this, I miraculously drew my own twin flame, my beloved, cherished husband Pete, to myself 8 years ago. Now, a twin flame is the only other person in any space, time, and dimension who is the physical completion of who you are. It is the original divine blueprint representation of perfect love. Twin flames have been very, very rare on the planet because the vibrations of the twin flames must both be of extremely high energetic frequency, and this happens as a result of both having totally cleared and cleansed, forgiven, and released all their negative emotional issues associated with any past relationships. And boy, this is easier said than done. And with most people on the planet not having done this and not experiencing this divine blueprint of love, they've been experiencing soulmate relationships. Now, soulmate relationships are basically people from your soul group that come back and help you with some karmic completion. You know, you might have some unfinished business with them from a previous life, or need to balance out something that you did in a previous life. In this way, your ex-boyfriend, your ex-girlfriend, your ex-husband or wife, your parents, your siblings, your children, your friends, and even those people that you don't like very much are all your soulmates. And many times in soulmate relationships, there's an extraordinary magnetic attraction between two people, and great love is felt. Yet for the majority of these relationships, after a while, one or both parties start to experience agitation, drama. They feel like the other person pushes their buttons in some way. Now, romantic soulmate relationships were created in order to reflect to us something that we have to clear up within our own lives. Soulmates are there to create this contrast and annoyance in order to help us honor ourselves, to help us grow, to make movement forward, and they're there to help us clean up our karma. So knowing this, how are you with playing the soulmate game with all of that drama? Well, it's pretty challenging and disheartening, I know. How do you know if it's a soulmate relationship? Well, if there's anything that irks you in any way, shape, or form, makes you feel like you can't be yourself in the relationship, is there expectation? Do you feel like you have to compromise? then it most probably is one. If you're sick and tired of feeling used, giving your power away, or compromised when it comes to love, it's the next step up on the next level of ascension that we're going to be talking about today. And for the last 10 years through my business, Angel Healing House, again, that's www.angelhealinghouse.com, I've been counseling people in individual sessions to help them clear up their karma. And I do this not only in my Los Angeles office, but I also do it nationally and internationally by phone and Skype on the computer. And I tell them about the remarkable, easy, practical steps that I followed that completely turned my life around from abusive relationships to drawing my own divine twin flame relationship to myself in 2003. I've taken this invaluable, revealing, practical information and I've woven it into a transformative, highly enlightening workshop, which I'll be presenting in Santa Barbara on the weekend of July 14th. It will be presented at the Ayni Gallery, A-Y-N-I Gallery, 216 State Street, on Saturday, July 14th, from 10:30 to 4, the Twin Flame Relationship One-Day Workshop. To reserve and pay for this remarkable workshop, call me after the show on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel Healing House, A-N-G-E-L-H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E.com. And with everyone on the planet having experienced some sort of soulmate relationship, believe me, one time or another, we've all had our buttons pushed by another person. So, if you're really ready to step up away from the drama, I'll go on to tell you about some of the characteristics of twin flame relationships. But first, I'll go to those phone lines and take our first call. 720, you're on the phone line with Angel Healing House. Thank you for holding. Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
You're speaking with Ibiza.
Ibiza, how are you today?
I'm doing great. I have a question. I met someone earlier this year, and shortly after I met him, I realized that we had been together in a previous life, and I think that this person is my twin flame because of the way that I feel when I'm around him.
Right. And you want to know?
I believe that he's my twin flame. I just, you know, wanted to get a confirmation about that.
Okay. The greatest thing that, and twin flames have extraordinary pull towards each other, if when you look in their face, it's like you're looking into the eyes of God. It's like you're looking into your own face. It's because twin flames, he will be the masculine version of you, and you are the female version of him. It's like living with yourself almost, or experiencing yourself through another person. But the greatest thing why twin flames come together, and they know this, is to be of service to God, because as I'll go on to explain, twin flames are always a triad with God at the top. And there's always a mission that they've come back to complete. For instance, I am a clairvoyant channel. I am an author of 6 books. My husband is in the film industry. We are writing screenplays for my books, and my books will go on to, and the message, the spiritual wisdom in there, the insights, the impressions that I have, creatively brought forth in my books, will then be able to get out to a wider possible audience through the movies that we're going to be making together. And this is the marrying of what one of the twin flames brings to their relationship and the other twin flame brings to their relationship. There's great love in it, but there's also at the very pinnacle of twin flame relationships is that they come together for a higher mission. Does this feel like that's what you and this gentleman have within yourself or between you?
Well, what I feel when I'm in his presence, I feel the presence, I feel like he's healing me. I feel like it's just a oneness and a unity and a connection with my heart and my mind, my body, my soul, my spirit. I feel so, like you explained it earlier, it's like I'm experiencing myself.
Exactly. Well, that's they're saying to you that you hit the nail on the head when you use the word unity. And they are confirming, the posse are confirming that this is completion. Now, for both parties, people will say, oh, yes, I met my twin flame last year, but there was something that didn't gel within us and we had to split. Unless both twin flames are of the same high resonance, you could meet your twin flame, and there could be a disconnect in you coming together because both people having had to clear, cleanse, forgive. They must be squeaky clean when it comes to any anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, and regret over past relationships. And so this way they don't bring any of that into the divine connection that they come in with. And they can be laser beam focused on bringing their mission together, and they don't get caught up with any of those negative emotions to take them away from their divine completion. But they are saying, if it says yes, that yes, they feel that this is your twin flame, and that it feels like there's that harmony, there's that unity, and there will be greater things that do come out of this.
Yes, I feel there's just so much that I feel that we had, and I was told that we had been together five other lifetimes as well.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I get the impression that that in some of those other lifetimes there were those connections, but some of them may not have worked out the way you wanted them to work out. I feel that you have learned so much, and twin flames learned so much from their previous incarnations together, that this time will come together in unity and harmony, and it just feels so right.
Yeah, it does feel so right. It feels impeccably synergistic.
If that's exactly that's a beautiful word to use, is synergistic, because both of the energies come together, they're fulfilling, they're just yummy energies. They're delicious energies when they come together. Because there is nothing that you're bringing, because you have resolved all those past negative emotions, and all you bring in is that focus for each other, and you allow each other just to be yourselves, and you don't need that to concern yourselves, or you're not concerned about the past relationships.
Now, when you come together, the twin flames come together, is there a healing that actually takes place among you? Because that's how I feel. I feel like this is kind of hard to explain, but I can feel this nurturing and this healing. So when the twin flames come together, is there healing that takes place within them so that they can be better, in a better position to serve, to help other people heal and evolve as well?
Absolutely. Well, I would say it's not so much a healing when you're with your twin flame, because you've done all the healing. In order to bring your twin flame to yourself and to stay in that twin flame relationship, you would have had to have done all of your healing before. Or that energy. But what you do feel is not so much healing, but you feel nourishment.
Yes, and nurturing. So various. Wow, very, I've never felt this before.
Exactly. When to try to explain this to somebody is just it is nurturing. It is nourishing, and also I must stress here that unlike other relationships, you don't need this person. Because need is codependency. Need is leaning on somebody. A twin flame, you draw your twin flame to yourself when you're an independent, loving person in and of yourself, and you don't collapse on them. So that would imply that there is still need for the healing. But when you are with your twin flame, you've already done all that healing. And so all there is that nourishment, that nurturing, and when you come together, then you go on. I mean, I can tell you from being and marrying Pete 8 years ago. It's almost, well, it'll be almost 8.5 years now. People love to be in our presence. I mean, it's because of the light that we emit, because of this, because we put God before everything else. And it's not a religion.
I'm getting goosebumps while you're saying that.
Say that again.
I'm getting goosebumps. It's like a validation, yeah.
It is a validation. Because we put God before everything else in our lives, we are here to be of highest service to the divine. And when people in our presence, you know, wherever two or more are gathered in that name, it's heavenly to be in our presence. There's no judgment, there's no gossip, there's no maligning, there's only positivity, and there's this light and this divine lightness that we're emitting, and people just love it when people come to my office in Los Angeles, or even when they hear my voice over the radio or my sessions that I have internationally. I mean, it's that nurturing, it's that nourishing. It's the tone of the divine that comes through, and it's yummy, it is. But what you're picking up is that nourishing and that nurturing energy, which is just it's heavenly. That's what it is, and you are experiencing that. So kudos to you, because if you are experiencing this, it means that your journey, it is a completion of your journey, of your physical journey. And when you have that physical, the completion, not that you're going to leave the earth plane, but when you really, truly have come to that stage of drawing your twin flame to yourself, it's like you have graduated. That's what it feels like to me, that, you know, graduated, you know, all of that hard slug of you know, learning your lessons in hardship and in contrast. And this is a gift, and this is a gift, the twin flame. It's a true gift for having really completed all of that karma and cleansed the slate. So I hope that's
helpful. Do you think that marriage takes place before you actually meet the person?
Oh, definitely.
Definitely. It takes place,
It takes place on the etheric. It just does. And I'm going to be giving a wonderful workshop in Santa Barbara on in middle of July, the Twin Flame Relationship Workshop, the one-day workshop. And it's pretty much what I've been counseling people in my private sessions for the last 10 years, but I decided to put it in a workshop. Very fun, creative. People participate. There are exercises. But within this, you know, we do talk about having that karmic completion, and then drawing that twin flame to yourself on the etheric before they manifest in the physical. I knew with 100% certainty that my twin flame was around me a good 3 months before he miraculously turned up at a party I wasn't really at. And I tell that extraordinary story of how we miraculously met, I just knew it, and I used to you know, sort of hold his hand when I would walk by myself. Well, I wasn't by myself. I would walk along with him on the beach when he was not in physical manifestation, I would sit on the couch and I would eat popcorn and I would feed him and I would tuck him in at night. And this was a good 3 months before he manifested on the physical plane. I just knew he was around me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have the same experiences where I can see him and I talk to him. We talk back to each other. We interact on, you know, other planes. It's just beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful. So listen to the rest of the program because I do give some characteristics and some help as to furthering of the twin flame knowledge. So it's been an absolute joy speaking with you. And if you want to send me an email and tell me where your journey with your twin flame is going, please do. It's Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Okay, thank you so very much.
Thank you, and be blessed. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A lovely call. And yes, I want to stress here that the twin flames are like a gift for that very hard journey that we all go through to clear up our karma and to release our anger, our sadness, our bitterness, our resentment, and our regret to former relationships. And in this way, we are clear, we've healed all of that. And then when we come together, we can just focus on that nourishment and that nurturing and bringing forth that mission that we have contracted to bring. So I see that we have a few more callers on the line. I'll just go to a few. One of the characteristics that I want to start with is what was brought up in that last call. The first thing that many people notice about twin flames is that they have a strong charismatic energy about them. As I said, people love to be in their presence as their energies of their connection to God lifts others to this heavenly place. You know, I've heard over and over again that just by stepping into my Los Angeles office, or hearing my voice over the phone, that people instantly start to feel heavenly. Now, secondly, because they are so much alike, they very often look like one another. When my mother first saw my husband, Pete, she remarked that it was uncanny how much we looked like identical twins. And thirdly, in their connection to the divine, twin flame relationships, well, they're not only romantic listeners, but they are, in fact, spiritual relationships of the highest order, along with great romantic love, they do in fact come together for a humanitarian mission and a purpose. Both individuals will have an incessant drive to fulfill their twin flame mission together. It is the number one driving force behind all twin flame relationships that they are fully aware that they have been brought together on a mission from God, and that their union is a triad, and God is always at the top. And nothing, listeners, I do mean nothing, stops them from focusing like laser beams on bringing forth their mission from God. Now, as I just mentioned, I'm an author and a clairvoyant channel. I've written 6 books, and which impart wonderful spiritual wisdom and insights, and my husband is in the film industry. And our mission together is to marry our creative energies by creating screenplays and movies of my books to get our spiritual wisdom and messages out to the widest possible audience on the planet. Now, let me just reiterate here that in a lot of soulmate relationships, people will come together in order to clear their karma. But as I said, both twin flames do not have karma to deal with, because they've already cleared and cleansed their negative emotional issues. They are evolved beyond past karma. In this way, they've healed those things, and there is no drama. There's just mutual respect, honor, and love. So before I go on, I'll go to the phone lines here, and I'll take the 562 number. 562, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, this is Alexandra. How are you?
I'm very well, Alexandra. Where are you calling from?
California.
California. Tell me. Tell me. What's happening with you?
I've been listening to you, and I don't know. I've thought that I've been married for 20 years, and soon after I got divorced, I met a gentleman, which I, you know, we called each other soulmates, and we were just drawn to each other. He also came out of a long marriage, and we were definitely, he wanted to get married, but because I had just been married for so long, that wasn't my thing. Mm-hmm. But he lives in another country. We met here when he was in, he was traveling for work, and we were inseparable. You know, we kept in touch by Skype and internet and phone every single day for, gosh, almost a year. And he was going to come here in April, which is my birthday, and we were going to get engaged and then take it from there. Well, he, at the last minute in November, he decided that he wanted to take a break, and he broke up with me, and we have never been back. So he moved on to a relationship, which didn't work out. I went on to another relationship, which it didn't work out. And I'm very spiritual. I meditate a lot. I talk to my spirit guides. And every time I've always thought he was my soulmate because he brought so much happiness, something that I have never experienced in my life. It was like you had just mentioned, it's like looking in the mirror, like it was almost like that. It was seeing myself, but in a male version of me. So maybe he wasn't my soulmate because, you know, the way you're explaining to things, it's starting to sink in. But the problem is he won't talk to me anymore. There's, like, no contact whatsoever. I'm trying to move on, but when I talk or meditate and, you know, ask my spirit guides to kind of help me heal and cut the cord and cut the ties with those any type of feelings with him so I can move on and meet the right person, it's mm-hmm. not happening. Like, I feel like I'm always... You know, they bring up his name again and again. I'm thinking, well, I'm asking the opposite. I'm asking to forget him. I'm asking to let go. I'm asking to move on and heal. But I don't know why it's not happening.
Okay. First of all, this is a soulmate relationship. But as I explained to ex-husbands who abuse wives, I'm not saying that he's an abuser. They're soulmates. My children are my soulmates. My parents are my soulmates. Soulmate relationships come together to heal some sort of karma. Okay, that's why they come together. You've been shown over and over and over and over again that this man does not want to be with you. And the posse of angels are saying, why would you want to compromise yourself and be with somebody who doesn't want to be with you? Wouldn't you want to put your focus and attention on I am love? I am trust. I am priority. I am, you know, respect. I am honor. Instead of what you're doing is you're looking at the door to the past. And they're pointing you, the posse are now pointing you to the door of the future. And they're saying, this door is open for you mm-hmm. to go to a higher love. And one of the great ways that I have counseled people to let go of their soulmates or those, and don't get me wrong, Alexandra, soulmates come in with a great deal of love. I mean, there is a magnetism with them. I've had two abusive relationships, and both of those I knew were no good for me when I was presented with them. My intuition told me to run the hell the other way. And I mm-hmm. stepped forward because I needed, there was something in me that needed to complete that karma. That even though both were abusive, it was you need to complete this karma. Of course, I stayed in it far too long, but not really because everything happens in divine timing. So what I'm saying is there's great love in soulmate, there's great attraction, but if there's anything that irks you, if there's anything that makes you feel like you're not respected or honored or not compromised, there's any expectation, there's any giving of yourself away, if you're not allowed to be exactly who you are, then it's a soulmate relationship. Okay, I'm going to, these three cards that came out for you tell you that in the Five of Cups specifically, that you're looking at the door that is closed. They want you to look at the door that is open, and they want you to write a decree. I'm not sure where you are in California. It would help you enormously to come for one of my sessions. it would lift and shift the karma in you. But if that's not possible, a great exercise to do would be, first of all, when you're in a nice, quiet, reflective state, you bring in your higher self, God, universal source, whatever you want to call it, angels, and then you ask to speak to the higher self of this soulmate, this gentleman. When the higher selves are conversing with one another, you say to his higher self, I acknowledge that I brought you to me for my highest and my most beneficial outcome. I acknowledge that I wrote you into the contract of my life. He wouldn't be there unless you wrote him into the contract of your life. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, number one. Number two, let's go on to the number two. The number two is you thank him. You thank him for providing that contrast for you. Because as humans, when we learn our karma, almost 100% of the time it comes in with contrast. It comes in to push our buttons. It comes in to get us to get noticed that this doesn't feel good. This doesn't feel good to us, so it gets our attention. Thank him for giving up part of his incarnation to come back and play a contrasting role. He didn't have to do this. He loves you so much in the etheric, maybe not on the physical, but he loves you so much that he came back to play this role in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You bless him for wherever he is on his journey. Okay, so you've acknowledged him, you've thanked him, you bless him. Wherever he is on his journey, that's where he needs, that's where he's meant to be. But it doesn't have to, that doesn't have to bring you down. And so you bless him exactly where he is, and then you release him. And when you release him, you do it, and you send him love. This huge bubble of pink, fuchsia love, send this out, magenta, send this out to him. Send out green healing to him, and then you will get that healing and that love yourself. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds really good. I mean, I do wish him the best and stuff.
Yeah.
But like I said, I mean, he was a wonderful person to me. I think, like I said, I was married 20 years to a soulmate because I lasted that long. But he was pure happiness when I was with him. I have no hard feelings towards him whatsoever. But like I said, I just, when I meditate and I ask to let go of that particular feeling so I can find my true soulmate or the person that I'm supposed to be with, I'm stuck with, him. So I'm
if it's a compromise, it's not a twin flame relationship. And any time you're looking at the past in order to get something in the present moment, then you're taking yourself away from the only moment you have available to live in. So I hope that's been helpful to you, Alexandra. I will go on to tell a few more things about the twin flames, so to listen a little bit more, and you might get some clues on what to look for and what not to look for.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care. Bye-bye. Thank you so much, Alexandra. Now, I was speaking about drama in relationships, and hang on 978 and hang on 904. I see you on the line there. I'll get to you in a minute. Speaking about drama in relationships, I heard from a client last week who had recently gone through a divorce, and she said in reviewing her relationship that she still yearns for romance, but she doesn't want to do any other person's laundry. She asked me if it was possible to have a relationship without expectations. Well, I told her that because twin flames are self-actualized, now what does that mean? Because they're independent, loving individuals, there is no expectations, as they allow the other person to be exactly who they are, and vice versa. Now, in this way, there's no game playing, as the relationship is built on a solid foundation of honesty, transparency, honor, and respect, in which one does not have to compromise any aspect of who they are in order to be in the relationship. So whether it's laundry or cooking or cleaning or anything else, the twin flame relationship is actually not dependent on what you do, but is solely based on who you are. And my husband Pete knows that the best thing that I like to make for dinner is reservations. And you know what, listeners, because we are like twins and so much alike, reservations are his favorite thing to make for dinner as well. So, in so many soulmate relationships, people will often set out to manipulate the other person in order to change them in some way. Yet this never happens in a twin flame relationship, with twin flames being totally independent, loving people in and of themselves. They're not codependent. They don't lean on one another for their sense of self-worth or collapse their self-sense of identity to be loved in any way, but they stand empowered in their own right. In this way, they are like two strong pillars standing apart from one another, holding up the roof of the same temple, and in this way, they allow room for the winds of heaven to dance between both of them. Twin flames allow each other to be exactly who they are. So let's go to the phone lines, and let me go to that 978 number, 978. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Good. My name is Sherry.
Hi, Sherry. Where are you calling from?
Florida.
How is Florida these days?
Sunny, hot.
Sunny and hot. Well, you would expect that in June. Tell me, what would you like to know?
Well, I ended a relationship almost 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I still feel like it has a hold on me.
You left the relationship, you said, 4 years ago.
Yep, I broke it off.
Okay. And you feel like it still has a hold on you?
Yeah. Like I haven't gotten over it yet.
Okay, the Posse of Angels are really jumping in here, and they're saying, Sherry, it's time for you to turn your face to the door. Again, they're the same analogy. Turn your face from the past and turn your face not so much to the future but the present moment. They're saying they want you to live in the present moment. What do you do to have fun?
I like to read. I like to go to the beach.
Okay. What do you do creatively to have fun?
Not much.
Okay. That's bingo. They're going, ding. They're saying, you will find. Because we are like, come to me as a child. We are like children. When we're having joy, when we're having fun, when we're being creative, there is this exuberance, this enthusiasm, this passion inside of us that is like this electric current, and it beams out energetically to the world. And it brings back other people who are on the same wavelength, on the same resonance. Okay. Have you dated since breaking up 4 years ago?
I've been on two dates very recently. Which were was actually the first time in all this time.
And how did they go?
Not so well.
Not so well.
Was a real creep, and the other one was, I don't know, not for me.
Okay, so-so. It's so-so tells me, see, anything that appears in our reality is there for our highest good. It's there as a sign or a signal to something inside of us. It's just a reflection of something inside of us. It's mirror, mirror. So this is mirror. If the guy in front of you was so-so, it means there's something in your life that is not dynamic, is not enthusiastic, is not passionate. So what the angels are telling you now is for you to find joy and fun. Now, a lot of people get caught up on, you know, what is it to have fun, okay? Most of the times when we allow ourselves to be creative, we're having fun. Because we open the door to that God-given channel of us, that divine channel, to bring forth that creation. And it's not in the producing of like a Picasso-like painting. It's in the process of doing it, where we lose ourselves, we lose all track of time, we feel wonderful when we're doing it. So anything that jogs your memory, painting, singing, dancing, journaling, gardening, cooking, as I said, for me, the best thing I like to make for dinner is reservations, but so that doesn't float my boat. Writing and presenting for me, you can hear it in my voice. You can hear it, the bubble that I have when I'm on the radio. I mean, you know, you can't bottle this stuff. It either it's either there or it's not there. And when it's coming from your heart, there's no faking it. So, if I ask you, Sherry, what things do you love doing?
I love to cook.
You love to cook. Okay. From there, did you ever watch the movie Julie and Julia?
Yes. I love that movie.
Okay. I want you to watch that. They're telling me. they're pointing to a VCR. Come on, guys. Get on the planet. It's DVDs now. They're pointing to a VCR, but, you know, they haven't been in physical form, so... You know, they could be showing me, like, you know, a 16mm for all that matter. They want you to get into your cooking. They want you to blog about your cooking. They want you to put out a newsletter about recipes. They want you to take this to all kinds of levels and just open yourself up. Why? For no other reason, but it's fun.
I could do the blog thing.
I know you can do the blog thing. I know it because they said, and they're getting very excited. When I mentioned and brought down their message about the blog, the pen moved across the page by itself. It just went, it said, write newsletters, write blogs, encourage people, you know, the recipe of the month, you know, for holidays, for... make up holidays, you know, with your recipes. It doesn't matter. The more creative we are, the more childlike we are, the more these extraordinary energies inside of us begin to dance and sparkle. And how do you think the twin flames attract each other to themselves? It's with that sparkly energy. I can hear the wheels turning around in your head.
They are definitely. I'm like, wow.
They're going, tick, 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 tick. So I will leave you with that, Sherry, and I want some of your recipes. Candy, Candy, at angelhealinghouse.com, and I'll give them to a friend who cooks, and maybe she can cook them for me since I'm always making reservations. So, but no, really, truly, they want you to be creative, and they want you to be more childlike, and then you will be amazed at what manifests in your reality. And it won't take all that long.
Okay.
Okay. Go and be well and happy cooking.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
Be blessed. Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
My mouth is watering already for some of those recipes. Okay. 904, you're back on the line. 904, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, you there? Hello, can you speak up?
I hear you.
Oh, okay, now I can hear you. What's your name?
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
I'm talked to you before. I just wanted to hear what you were saying about the twin flames and so forth and so on.
Good. And do you have a question?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, hang in there because we're gonna talk a little bit more about the other characteristics of the twin flames. And I'm glad to hear your voice again and glad to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So twin flame relationships are, in many ways, because they have cleared all of that karma, they're in a continual state of bliss. Now, I have heard from many people that they had drawn their twin flames to themselves and something was off. They felt like this person was their divine connection. But as I said before, if there is something in either one of the twin flames that is still hanging on to the past, still hanging on to any healing that they must do of any past kind of relationships, there will not be continual bliss and there will be a disconnect. Now, this bliss comes from the third energy that they create, which is in their divine connection to God. This bliss, and now a lot of people, they feel this bliss occasionally, perhaps when they go to spiritual events, perhaps when they meditate, but they don't have this continual feeling. And this continual feeling comes when you've cleaned, cleansed, forgiven all of those past relationships. There is no more healing to be done on it. And then this way you can enter in that contract with the divine and nothing gets in the way of that. This is because each twin flame has perfectly balanced their masculine and feminine energies within themselves. And while there is indeed bliss, twin flames are human and they experience challenges in their lives. But I can tell you, listeners, it's never, ever any challenges within the relationship. They face their challenges supported of one another in their lives. And this is remarkable. They are always like one combined mighty force heading in the same direction, sharing the same supportive purpose. And with this amazing support system, knowing that neither one has to compromise who they are in a relationship, they have the ability to constantly grow and evolve through situations and circumstances. And they do this in a short amount of time, whereas the average person, because they have to slog through so much anger, sadness, bitterness, resentment, regret, judgment, criticism, all of those karmic things that they have not cleared yet, it takes people years to transcend this in their lives. And this is because the twin flames are co-creators, and they co-create in everything that they do. So, having experienced my own twin flame relationship, I must tell you, listeners, I can tell you that there is an electrifying feeling between the two of you, an immediate comfort level. Now, don't be fooled. You can feel this way with a soulmate, yet there won't be any buts afterwards. For instance, I've heard people say, with my abusive ex-partners, there was so much electricity between us, but the relationship started out with one of them asking me for money, and I stepped forward anyway because there was such a strong karmic connection there between the two of us that this dance almost had to play out, and I had to realize that I don't have to give my power away, and I don't have to demean myself in any way in order to get love. Other examples might be if somebody says, I know he's my twin flame, but he's married. Twin flames will not get together with anybody if there is any existing relationship to bring an entanglement to the relationship. I've heard before, he's my twin flame, but he hits me. This would never happen. I know he's my twin flame, but he cheats on me. That means he cheats on himself. And if you haven't cleared that up yet, then it wouldn't be a twin flame relationship. I've also heard he's my twin flame, but he drained my bank account. He makes fun of my spirituality. Now remember, twin flames allow each other to be exactly who they are. And there's no expectation and there's no compromise. The two of you know, the twin flames know without a doubt that you've been brought together for a reason, to serve humanity and to be of service to God. The twin flames, they give to the other twin and never think of receiving anything in return. There'll be no games and there's no manipulation. I've had clients before that have told me, well, you know, we work things out. He says there will be no, if I give you my partner sex, he will make the bed or do the dishes or take out the trash. There are no expectations like that and no game playing in a twin flame relationship. There's a special sacredness to your relationship that transcends anything you've ever experienced before, and nothing takes precedence over the relationship. Neither one of you are dependent on the other for your sense of self. You do not need this other person to feel love. This is a huge difference from soulmate relationships to twin flame relationships. And there are no restrictions within the relationship. All is freedom without the need for ownership or control. In no way do you wish to change the other person, because each person has come home to who they are. And as I said before, when you look into the other person's eyes, you not only see yourself, but you see God as well. The greatest thing that you can do to get off the constant merry-go-round of dishonoring relationships is to begin to clear and cleanse your negative emotions within. I have been helping people finally release sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret to finally be clear enough to change their energies within and transmute their karma. I do this through my wonderful business, Angel Healing House, which you can find out more information on www.angelhealinghealinghouse.com. Once you shift and clear this karma, once it is done, the person begins to respect and honor themselves. And then, because the universal laws of attraction, which state like attract like, you will manifest the people in your life that respect and honor you. And by changing within, your whole reality starts to change on the outside. You begin to shine so brightly that your twin flame can see you and can actually find you. So I want you to thank you, all my callers that called in today, calls, of course, to all my listeners. And if you didn't get a chance to call in, please remember to call in. And don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my inspirational, uplifting, and entertaining Angel Healing House newsletter, please email me and send your request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. Also, to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, about my beautiful journey the angels took me on and my two near-death experiences, and also my beautiful professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to the Angel Healing House website. And if you'd like to book your own transformative angel session with me and Reiki healing session to shift those things of karma and healing within yourself, please call me on 831-277-3716 or again email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. One more time, I will be holding this extraordinary twin flame relationship workshop, one-day workshop, and it's going to be held at the Aini Gallery, that's A-Y-N-I Gallery, in downtown, beautiful downtown Santa Barbara, 216 State Street, on Saturday, July 14th, from 10:30 until 4 p.m. And to reserve and pay for this remarkable workshop, please call me on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. Those people that can't make it to the workshop, I talk about these extraordinary principles, practical things that people can do to clear and to shift their karma, to make their energies bright, light, and sparkling for you to draw those same sparkling, enthusiastic, respectful, and honorable people to themselves. Once again, I do this in my Los Angeles office, and I do it nationally and internationally by phone or by Skype. So you can call me on 831-277-3716. So until next time, have an absolutely beautiful week. Go out there and radiate your light to shine and fashion an absolutely magnificent life to yourself. I'd love to hear from you. Please email me. Again, my business is Angel Healing House, www.angelhealinghouse.com. And go and be well. Love and blessings to you all. Bye-bye.